Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Top Sports Court Radio this week. We're going to get it started this week, not with any of us talking, but we have Nick on the line. We're going to start talking about some college football. It was a big week for college football this week. We're just going to ask him a couple questions and he'll give us his answers. All right, so the first question, Nick, is will Auburn hop Ohio State in the rankings?
What should they be ranked?
What happened?
Can you say that again for a sec, please?
Oh, yeah, okay. Will Auburn hop Ohio State in the rankings?
I believe after Auburn will win this week against Missouri that they will jump them because I believe Ohio State will still beat Michigan State, but because of their lack of tough teams they played this year, that Auburn will pass them.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I think Auburn will hop them this week, too. So when it's all said and done, who ends up playing in the championship game? I'm going to guess that you're going to say Auburn and FSU, correct?
Yep, FSU versus Auburn.
Okay. Just for prediction's sake, who do you think wins that game?
I will say FSU. I don't think Auburn will be able to control Jameis Winston in the FSU offense.
Okay. So the third question, will Orgeron, the previous coach at USC, who will no longer be coaching there anymore, get another chance as a head coach next season? I just read that he had applied for the Florida Atlantic job. But where do you think he'll be coaching as a head coach next year in college football?
I believe, because he used to be a coach at Ole Miss and then he went to USC as a coordinator. I believe that he still has time to improve as being a head coach. Like, he needs some more experience. I believe he should become a coordinator again and then maybe in a year or two try it. Because at this moment, there's not that many openings for a head coaching, but in the next couple of years, I think there'll be a lot more. And then that's when you see he becomes a new head coach or somewhere.
All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I would definitely agree with you there. And so my last question to you is, who will Florida hire as the replacement to Brent Peace? Obviously, they just fired their offensive coordinator. Horrible season, the worst season in Gator history, one of them, in recent history. So who do you think they hire as the offensive coordinator?
I think there's a few candidates out there, and I think the biggest name out there, I think, that they should get and would bring a lot of news to them is if they go after Lane Kiffin, who's also who's free right now. I believe that they should go after him because when he was the offensive coordinator for LSU, they had one of the best offenses back in 2006 to 2008. So he's a great head coach. So he'll be great as an offensive coordinator, plus it's not as much pressure as being a head coach. And also I think someone that would be really good for them is a Baylor offensive coordinator. I mean, they've been playing a lot of points, and it's not like they have to go, like they have to just defend a quarterback. They're known for athletes, and Florida recruits athletes. So I think he would fit perfect with the Florida offense.
I actually definitely agree with you. I like Lane Kiffin. Let me say that straight. I don't like Lane Kiffin, but I do like him as a coordinator because at USC he was horrible defensively, but he was definitely not horrible offensively. And so I think if he comes to UF and he can improve that passing game, I definitely think it would be a nice hire for UF, and it would definitely bring a lot of attention. So we just got to see if they're going to be going for a big name or strategical, what they want to do. So thank you for calling in, and thank you for talking with us.
Yep, thank you.
All right, so we're going to move on after college football. We're going to move on to some NFL talk. So I want to start it off this week with the Jets versus the Dolphins. Danny, we'll let you talk on this one.
Well, I mean, I was just waiting for the Jets to whoop the Dolphins like Vin told me would happen, and I just didn't see it. Just Rex Ryan finally losing confidence in a quarterback, something that we really haven't seen in a while, as he was attached to Sanchez. And finally, it's looking like his attachment issues are over. Matt Sims comes in. The refs kind of cheated Sims out of a touchdown when he hit Brent Grimes perfectly in the end zone on that curl route. Just got spanked. That's all I got to say.
Vince, what do you think?
I got no words.
All right, go. Keep going here. Come on. You got to have some words.
Yeah, it was a bad game. Geno Smith didn't do
That's a horrible game.
Except you have to believe in Geno. He's a rookie quarterback.
With less than 10 completions in his last 3 games.
Like I said, he's a rookie quarterback.
Like Andrew Luck and RG3 last year were just rookie
quarterbacks.
All right. Well, let's I think we can all agree.
Geno is starting next week, so that's the right decision, by the way.
I think we can all agree, though, that the Jets got spanked. And they're not looking like very good contenders for the rest of the season.
I think they're still going to make the wild card.
I think you're out of your mind.
Geno should get a completion for when he hit Danelle Ellerby in stride going down the middle of the field.
So I think it's for the Raiders, then the Panthers.
That's
okay,
a lot.
The Panthers. That's
and then
lot.
Someone in the Dolphins.
And
I think they're going to beat the Raiders next week.
You guys look like the worst team in the NFL.
Maybe we can upset the Panthers at home.
There's no way.
At the Panthers.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
You couldn't beat us.
I could go out at quarterback. I could go play quarterback for the New York Jets right now. Actually, they might be calling right now. They're calling any minute.
It was sad.
You don't have a chance at the wild card. Not a chance. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a better chance at getting the wild card than you guys do.
What are we, 5-7, right?
Yeah, you're 5-7.
5-7.
It's a lot different when you're the Jets.
What's the
winner, 6-6?
I'm
not saying that you're out mathematically. I'm saying that you are out.
One game out.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're out mathematically.
The Steelers are going to beat the Dolphins, and the Ravens are going to lose.
You aren't out mathematically. You are out because you suck. That's why.
Move it on here.
Okay. We'll move on here. We got the Steelers versus the Ravens. Do we still believe the Steelers win the wild card spot? Go ahead, Danny.
They have a lot of talent. One of their division rivals, they kept it close. I'm really liking what I've seen from Le'Veon Bell, but now that he's injured, their run game might vanish again. So, depending on Le'Veon's injury, I think that could drastically change the season. If Le'Veon's injury is serious, I really don't like them making that wild card spot.
All right, LJ, what do you think about the Steelers making the wild card?
They'll make it.
Okay. Vin, what do you think?
I just said my decision a couple minutes ago.
So you think it's the Jets?
No.
I think the Dolphins are going to make it.
Okay.
Yeah. Funny.
That's a funny one.
Funny.
Okay.
If you, Geno Smith.
If you think
the
Jets, I know they beat the Jets, but the Jets
suck.
I don't think we played terrible. It was pretty bad for the Dolphins. They said it was the worst game on television. What did that say?
Because you were in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead with my Steelers. And I'm going to say we will still win the wild card because, first off, everything that needed to happen for us happened. Besides us, our game, every other game that we needed to happen happened. The Jets lose to Miami, and Miami goes up one game on the Steelers. Baltimore is also a game up, but they still have to play the Patriots. They still have to play 3 really hard teams. It's the Patriots, the Bengals, and forget the last team that they have to play, but it is not an easy game. It's the Lions. So they're probably going to lose all 3 of those, which puts them at 7-9 if they beat Minnesota this week, which they probably will. So the Ravens are no threat to the Steelers, in my opinion. Then you look at the Dolphins, and we played the Dolphins this week, which will likely be a win after what I've seen from the Dolphins, no offense. The Jets are behind us. The Titans are ahead of us because of a tiebreaker, because they beat us at the beginning of the year. But I don't think they're going to stay anywhere near 500 or whatever it'll be in the playoffs. And then the Chargers lost this week, too. And I think it's going to be between the Chargers and the Steelers. I actually wrote about this earlier in the week. And so everything that happened that I said would happen in that article happened for my Steelers to be able to be in this wild card contention. So the biggest story of the week, probably, all over the news, all over everything, Mike Tomlin stepping on the field. Want to get your thoughts.
Definitely did it on purpose. There's a new video that came out today. He walked over to the sidelines and was looking at the screen. You can just tell he knew Jacoby Jones was coming that way, and then he accidentally went the other way like he didn't know he was coming.
Sorry, really. I don't know.
Give me a break.
I really don't think so, because if you look at every game, he really does look at the
scoreboard. OJ, he was on the sideline with his foot in bounds, walking. You want me to show these videos?
In all the videos. Turned into one of those Jets personnel issues with Nolan Carroll a couple of years back when you tripped our player. Yeah, I just said that.
What do you think penalty-wise? What does he get?
Yeah.
Or the Steelers get, or whatever.
Draft pick.
I think the loss of a draft pick is pretty drastic. I mean, maybe if the Ravens
what?
Lost, but it's not like this is gonna, you know, it's not like the play super affected the game. If this is like the Super Bowl and it's a return and he falls down, yeah, sure. But it's not really. It wasn't really that big of a play in the game.
To bring up my point from earlier, I think that he would have gotten caught anyways, in my opinion. Because if you watch the video, his stride, he didn't really, a lot of people are saying that he moved out, of, like he had to move out of the way of Tomlin's foot, and he really didn't have to because Tomlin's foot didn't even come out at far enough to step in his way. A little bit in his way blocking him so that it had to be seen, but he didn't change directions at all. So, but that doesn't even matter. I think drastic is very drastic for a guy putting his foot on the field. So I think he'll get fined, maybe six figures. I don't think he really cares. He's a coach in the NFL. He's making millions of dollars. Moving on. Denver, Kansas City. Do you still believe in the Chiefs?
No. Yeah, I mean, they'll make the wild card. I think they'll be a decent playoff team. I don't think they're going to – maybe they'll – yeah, they'll win the first round and then lose the second round.
I really think the team revolves around their defense and –
they didn't.
Yeah, no. They lost their two best defensive players last week.
Holly played last night.
But he's still injured.
And Houston, he was a dominant force for them, and now just losing that, it's not very easy to go through.
So do you think they're still one of the top forces to be...
Yeah.
Would you put him above New England?
No. I'd say this. Andy Reid's not going to be the coach of the year anymore.
Well, he kind of turned around.
Ron Rivera.
Okay. Ron Rivera. That makes sense, yeah. I would agree. Okay. Danny?
Well, it's not like the beginning of the year. It's not like the schedule the Chiefs had was hard, really, to start the year. I mean, that's the real test was Denver, and they lost both games to Denver. And they're their division rival. But, yeah, sure, they might make the wild card just because the beginning of their year was so good. That doesn't mean they're going to make it far.
Also, it's because the surrounding talent in the AFC is not up to par. I don't think they're much of a contender. I think their talent level is on par with where they will finish up, and maybe they're above Indy as far as talent level. With that said, they're still a playoff team. Incredible improvement from last year, last place. So, very boring game that probably no one wanted to watch before yesterday, if you were to look at the games this weekend. You get the Jaguars at the Browns, two of the most boring teams in football. But Josh Gordon, amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Josh Gordon rank among wide receivers in the NFL today?
Top 15, maybe top 10.
Okay.
Right now, just from the way he's been playing lately, I'm going to go ahead and put him in my top 7 just lately because, I mean, it's not like he's doing this with a completely talented quarterback. He's got Brandon Weeden, Jason Campbell, Brian Hoyer under center. So it's not like he's got a Brady or a Manning back there. I've just been really impressed with this kid's play.
All right, LJ, what do you think?
Number 2, right next to Calvin.
Now, are you saying that he's the second most talented wide receiver, or are you saying that he's the second best wide receiver because of what he's been doing?
What he's been doing.
Okay, that makes sense. I think that makes sense. Yeah, he has had the second best performance, or even the first best performance in the last couple of weeks.
And because you have him on your fantasy team.
I thought he was going to be a beast ever since I got him.
No, he did not. He's only had 2 games under 70 yards this whole season. I actually had this debate yesterday because someone was trying to tell me on Twitter that Malcolm Floyd was better than Josh Gordon. It was an absolute joke. Some of these guys that he was telling me, Kenny Britt.
No one notices his games because
Cleveland, he has no one throwing to him, which makes it even more impressive.
You'd be seeing it, everywhere right now.
That's insane, those numbers.
I know his number. But definitely top 2 if you're talking about it right now, but where would you put him as far as talent level comparative to other wide receivers in the NFL?
Number 3.
You say still top seven?
Top 10, probably.
Top 10. I still put some of the talented wide receivers ahead of him, like Larry Fitzgerald, Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson. Eldre, are you saying that you think he's more talented than any of those guys?
Yes, I am. He's so
smart. Imagine if he had a good quarterback. And he was supposed to get traded this year.
Imagine if the Patriots
would have acquired him.
He can live with any
quarterback. All right, you can say that about Larry Fitzgerald. It's only Carson Wentz is the greatest guy out there. What if he had
done nothing this year? What's he done this year?
He has superior talent, though.
So does Josh Gordon.
Okay. But Josh Gordon's also the beneficiary of having no one else on his team.
Right.
They have Floyd. They have a good offensive coach.
Michael Floyd's been really good lately. No, he's been really good lately.
But, I mean, the Browns have no one. You're talking about a running game with Willis McGahee. You're talking about a running game with Chris Ogbonnaya. Menhinnall and Ellington contribute to the passing game. And their defense is really good. Cleveland's defense is all right, too. But,
Joe Hayden got picked yesterday.
Yeah. Cool. I know their defense is pitching, but I don't know. I mean, you're talking about you're throwing the Greg Little if you're not throwing the Josh Gordon.
Gordon Cameron.
It's not his fault. He's still performing with every quarterback.
I just don't think he's as talented.
Yes, he is. Just as talented.
There's no way to settle this but to see how he does in upcoming years and when they get more talent around him. I mean, that's really it.
So you're ranking Josh Gordon over Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes, I am. All these guys have quarterbacks with them.
And? It's not like Carson Palmer's a legend. It's not like he's the greatest thing out there.
Neither is Brandon Whedon. Brandon Whedon might be the worst quarterback in the NFL.
That's Geno Smith's TikTok. You can't take that from him. Come on.
Second worst.
Really?
you guys aren't coming up with any good reasons why you can't get me on that foot.
All right. Like I said, we will have all to wait and see. That's really all
I said.
I said
that.
All right. So we will move on to the Raiders-Cowboys game. How good is DeMarco Murray?
By the way, let me just say, warm up the pan. End of the season.
How good is DeMarco Murray? And by the way, LG's talking about the slap bet that he has with Simpson.
I put a paper bag over my head.
I'm sorry.
Actually,
we'll transition this question from DeMarco. Do you trust the Cowboys with the East?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
The Eagles, first of all, are winning that division. I'm sorry.
First of all,
the Eagles are a better team.
I do like the Eagles, but I also, like, they're both, they're going to be battling out at the end of the year.
Boys, what does not eat, like, what does go together? Tony Romo in the playoffs?
Oh, definitely true.
Guys, we'll take off one player. Does this make sense? The Jets?
Whoever missed the snap that all he needed is an extra point to win, and he missed it and ran out. Huh?
We've already seen Tony Romo in a serious clutch situation throwing the pick against Denver at the end of the game.
Why is
the
Jets
fan trying out?
Who missed the AFC Championship twice in a row? What have you been doing the last 5 years?
20 years ago? For real? What are you, on the History Channel?
I agree with the fact that the Eagles will win the NFC East because they're too talented right now. They're playing too well under Nick Foles. I just think they're like a complete team right now. I mean, offensively. And the Cowboys are no better defensively than the Eagles because they're awful. So my last football game today that I want to talk about, the Giants. So we're talking about the NFC East. The Giants are currently 2 games back of the Cowboys and the Eagles. Can they, not will they, can they still win the NFC East?
They, because of the Eagles and Cowboys, they will win 2 more games this year and the Giants will be out.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Ben. I mean, the Eagles and Cowboys are just playing too good right now.
Yeah, they had to start off a little bit better. And there's no stopping them in the wild card. So I think they're out, unfortunately. Just to let you guys know, there was a controversial call at the end of the game last night. On third down, they moved the chains up, and instead, so Mike Shanahan ran a first down play on third down, and he threw the ball deep, and then they told him that it wasn't first down, actually, and they moved it to fourth down, so he kind of got screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So the Giants made the play. I don't think it's
Is
a big deal.
Left?
Yeah. So I think it's a, I don't think it's a big deal because he made the play. And
right.
I mean,
in the end, Fred Davis did drop the third down pass, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped it, so.
Yeah.
He might have been talking about a different story if he caught that ball.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so my last question is, we got about 10 minutes left. Well, actually, it's not my last question. We're going to move on to basketball. Sorry. So we got 9.5 minutes left. My first question to you guys, is this the worst Eastern Conference the NBA has ever seen?
Yes. Yes.
I agree with this. This is absolutely awful. They I tweeted this last night. The fourth-ranked team in the East has 6 wins. The fourth-ranked team in the West has 6 losses. This is like 16 to 20 games this season. For a team to be 6-10 in fourth place is absolutely horrific. There's only 2 teams in the East that are over 500, and that's Miami and Indiana. And in the West, there's 9 teams over 500 currently, and there is 12 teams that are 500 or above, while in the East, there's 3 teams that are 500 and above. It's just really bad. And so I feel kind of bad for the West teams that they can't be fusing with the East somehow. I wish they could do that because this East is absolutely atrocious. You look at, Cleveland, Brooklyn and New York are supposed to be good, but they're doing awful this year. Indiana and Miami are good. Washington's surprisingly good. Chicago sucks. Now that Derrick Rose is out, Charlotte, you can't trust Charlotte. Detroit, they're looking all right, but it's just really bad out East. And that's why I think Indiana can end up with an insanely good record because, they're not really playing anyone out East. So it's hard to see them really losing that many games. So we did this segment before the season started. I want to know who – we're going to go around the table. We're just going to say our 8 players that we think will make the playoffs.
8 players?
8 teams, sorry, that we think will make the playoffs. Go ahead, Vincent.
All right. Indiana will make it, Miami, Toronto, I think will because the Eastern Conference is so bad. Washington, I think Chicago falls out of the playoff race since Derrick Rose is out. Charlotte will make it. Detroit will make it. And I think Boston's going to make a comeback and make the playoffs.
Okay, Deepert, what do you think out East?
No particular. Like Indiana, Miami, Atlanta, Washington, Detroit, Orlando, Cleveland, Brooklyn.
Okay, LJ, what do you think out East?
Miami, Indiana, Cleveland, New York, Brooklyn, Detroit, Orlando, Philadelphia.
Okay, I got Indiana, Miami, Atlanta, Washington, Detroit, Cleveland, New York, and Brooklyn. I think it's a little too early to count out New York. So now let's hear the West, and then start us off.
San Antonio, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, the Rockets, Portland, Phoenix, I think, will make it, and then Golden State.
Okay, Deepert.
Portland, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, Houston, Dallas, Golden State, and the Lakers.
LJ.
Oklahoma City, San Antonio. Clippers, Houston, Portland, Denver, Golden State, Lakers.
Yeah, Portland, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, L.A., Clippers, Houston, Dallas, Golden State, and the Lakers. So we're going to move on now. I want to hear who's your most underrated player and team in basketball right now. I'll start it off. I think the most underrated player to start off is Kevin Love because he gets no attention as a superstar. Kevin Love has some of the best averages in the NBA, and he really doesn't get talked about much with the names like LeBron and Paul George even now. And people even talk about Wade being a better player than Kevin Love, which I think is a bit ridiculous. So I think Kevin Love, because he's not on superstar status, he's not underrated in the fact that no one talks about him, but because he's not superstar status yet, he's underrated because of that. So we're going to move on here. Vincent, go ahead.
Andre Drummond, underrated. He has been one of the best centers this year, getting the rebounds, points, and he's been on the back. He's been leading Detroit on his back, winning some great games, and that's why I think they'll make a playoff run.
LJ, go ahead.
Evan Turner. Why are all mine getting taken?
All right, deeper. Let's hear yours.
I don't know if you can call him underrated as much anymore. People need to start paying even more attention to Anthony Davis this year. He's having right now is just incredible. I know. That doesn't mean that he's not. Excuse me, that like all of mine were stolen.
Okay. So we'll move on now to the most underrated team. Team that no one talks about is what I want.
All right, so LJ's got the Sixers. Tell us why.
Because last year, they were awful, and they had the same pieces. This year, same pieces, beast.
Okay, Vin.
The Phoenix Suns. They were supposed to be the worst team this year. Now they're 9-8. Miles Plumlee at the center. Morris, the Morris twins. Eric Bledsoe leading them, young star. Gordon Dragic. Gerald Green. That's a pretty good bunch right there.
By the way, I know you have Bledsoe in fantasy basketball, so I want to know, is Bledsoe coming off the bench?
What?
Did you know that?
I didn't watch last night, so I don't know. That's actually a surprise to me right now.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll say mine, and it's Portland. And it's not because that they're really, really underrated, but if I ask anybody who the Western Conference leader was right now, I'm pretty sure most people would say San Antonio, Oklahoma City. Your normal answers, and Portland is the number one team in the West right now, so they should be getting a lot more attention at 14-3. Danny, what do you think?
I like the Detroit Pistons. I like their nice young talent they have. They got Brandon Jennings, Josh Smith, Andre Drummond. They got some young guys coming off the bench. Peyton Siva, he's going to start to develop. He's a good young point guard. I think he can learn. He's pretty good at Louisville. I'm going to go ahead and say Detroit. Oh, Greg Monroe, too. Got to give him some love.
So I want to hear the best player in the NBA so far.
Kevin Love. Outstanding.
Right now, I would probably say Paul George. Or maybe no. Chris Paul.
Paul?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say Kevin Durant, coming off an insane game last night. And that's always been a debate, is the LeBron Durant debate, and Durant is out playing LeBron right now.
Well, I'm not saying that this is the most talented guy in the NBA, but the player that's impressed me the most this year is John Wall. He's putting a nice string of 30-point games here and there. I mean, this guy, he's been taking a team that doesn't have an immense amount of talent, and he's making them look really good with that 5 seed right now.
Yeah, I would agree there, too. I really think John Wall is putting his team on his back, and even though it's a weak Eastern Conference, he's really doing well with a team that's not super, super talented. I also think Marjean Gortat is a big help in Washington. So our final discussion here, who do you think wins the Monday Night Football game tonight? Saints at Seahawks.
Seattle. Russ Wilson has never lost a Monday – has never lost in Seattle.
All right, go ahead.
Seahawks.
Why?
Seahawks will win because they're unbelievable at home. The crowd and the rushing attack. Marshawn Lynch.
I'm gonna go with the Saints in an upset. I like their offense too much. I think Darren Sproles has a huge night on Monday Night Football, like he always does in prime time. Danny.
Seattle, that crowd's
going to
get to New Orleans offense. Bold prediction, Drew Brees gets knocked out of the game tonight.
Oh, that's definitely bold.
I've never lost in Seattle, 13-0.
I think it's just bold prediction right here. Seattle will move by 20 points tonight.
Ooh. I don't know how bold that is right now.
All right, so make sure to look out for Vincent's article right after this on the game tonight. And thank you for tuning in. I'm John.
Vincent.
Okay. And Danny.
And make sure you check out TopSportsCard.com. See ya.
Bold prediction. They win by 18 points.